It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us today is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
Will, so could you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Joe Becker of Palo Alto, California. I said, take the name of a fish, add the name of a mammal, and rearrange all the letters to get the name of a reptile. What is it? If you take salmon and add tiger, you can rearrange the letters to get Gila monster.
Ooh, okay. This challenge was a little bit tricky. We got just over 400 correct submissions. Nancy Tolisano of Grandy, Massachusetts is our puzzle winner. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So I have to ask you, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Probably about 6 or 7 years right now.
Okay, so you've been, but this is your first time winning.
Correct.
Okay. And so what do you like to do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, we like to do crossword puzzles. We like to do walking and hiking. And believe it or not, we love to play cornhole.
Oh, okay, okay. And so I hear you're a massage therapist?
That's correct.
Okay, so you know relaxing techniques then, and so you can be very relaxed before this puzzle.
I'm going to do my best, Aisha.
Well, Nancy, I have to ask this, but I believe you are ready. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right, take it away, Will.
All right, Nancy and Aisha, I'm going to give you 2 5-letter words. Change one letter in each word to get 2 new words that are opposites. For example, if I said flesh, F-L-E-S-H, and scale, S-C-A-L-E, you would say fresh and stale. And here's a hint, the position of the letter you change in one word will always be the same position you change in the other.
Okay.
In this case, it was the second letter that you changed. Here we go. Number one is blank, B-L-A-N-K, and while, W-H-I-L-E.
Black and white.
Black and white, you got it. Anger, A-N-G-E-R, and demos, D-E-M-O-S.
Anger. Angel and demon.
You got it. Inter, I-N-T-E-R, and heave, H-E-A-V-E.
Let's see, inter and heave.
Try changing the first letter.
Enter and leave.
Yes.
Enter and leave. Good. And Aisha, I get that you had that one too. Congratulations. Here's your next one. Shark, S-H-A-R-K. And hoary, H-O-A-R-Y.
Share and hoard.
Share and hoard is right. Apple, A-P-P-L-E. And slant, S-L-A-N-T.
You got it, Aisha?
That's what I'm trying to think here. And then, so if you change this.
Ample.
And scant.
And scant would be and not scant, enough, yeah. Right? And here's your last one. Flown, F-L-O-W-N. And style, S-T-I-L-E.
Frown and smile.
You got it.
Oh,
congratulations.
Oh, my goodness. You were really good at this because I was not.
I don't know about that, Aisha. I tell you what, it's a lot easier when you're sitting there listening to somebody else do it.
You're not the first person to say that.
But it was
no,
fun.
You did. Yes, you did a great job. So how did you feel?
I feel excited. It was wonderful.
Yes. Well, I am so glad that you feel good about it. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Nancy, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to WBUR 90.9 FM out of Boston.
That's Nancy Tolisano of Grandy, Massachusetts. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley, California. Name a well-known TV character, 5 letters in the first name, 6 letters in the last. Change the first letter of the first name to a Y and read it backward. You'll get a synonym of the character's last name. Who is it? So again, well-known TV character, 5, 6, change the first letter of the first name to a Y, read it backward, and you'll get a synonym of the character's last name. What character is this?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, June 29th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.